Random House Audio presents Money Never Sleeps, a Millionaire Wives Club novel by Tushanda L. Whitaker, read for you by Bonnie Turpin. Money can't buy you love. It is love. Tushanda L. Whitaker. Welcome to the Millionaire Wives Club, Season 2. The Club. The evening sun settled over Manhattan's Lincoln Center as the three reality stars of Millionaire Wives Club walked the red carpet at Jacques Chanel's premier fashion affair. The ladies' hips swayed as they passed paparazzi and millions of dollars in rare jewels, ultra-chic sheath dresses, and diamond-encrusted Stuart Weitzman dream stilettos graced their bodies. They each thought, fuck last season. To hell with the way the audience reveled in what the camera revealed, that beneath their posh facades lay emotional bag ladies, dressed in a collection of heartache, uncertainty, and decades of bullshit. This was a new season, a new script, and a renewed chance to prove to the world that they'd finally gotten it together. Ladies! An E! News reporter rushed over to them, hoping to snag a quick interview before they entered the fashion show. You all look lovely tonight, he said as they stopped and faced him. The ladies smiled and their eyes shone at the flattery. Thank you, they said simultaneously. Can you tell us what to expect from the second season of Millionaire Wives Club? He pointed the mic toward the woman to his right. May we start with you? Milan Starks! A voice rose above the buzzing crowd and caused everyone's eyes to dart in search of its origin. Before their eyes could find the source, two women appeared before the cast, grabbed unexpected hugs from each of them, and then grinned as if they were all long-lost relatives. The women were dressed exactly alike, from their matching fire-red and curly lace-front wigs to their red sequin short sets. The only difference between them was that one appeared at least 10 years older than the other. Look at these bitches here! The older woman snapped her fingers in a Z motion as the short set she wore glimmered in the fading sunlight. You know y'all stay sharp as shit, she popped her lips, but y'all crazier than a motherfucker. She looked into the camera and nodded for emphasis. Are we on TV? Yes, the reporter said. Yes, we're live. Oh, shit! The woman bounced her shoulders. I'm Trina, and Uptown's in the his house, she said into the camera. And this is my daughter-in-law, Roz. She pulled the other woman close. Roz smiled and shouted, Hey, Money! I miss you, baby! Thank you for always holding it down! Don't even sweat those COs! You got 300 months left on your stint, and you'll be home soon! Where is security? Milan mumbled to her co-star, Chauncey Morgan, who stood next to her. Excuse me, the reporter said. Do you two ladies know the cast of Millionaire Wives Club personally? Roz answered, Hell yeah, we know them personally. Every Thursday night at 10, we get to know them very, very well. So you're fans of the show? Absolutely. We love it, Trina said. And ever since we spotted them getting out of the limo, we've been following them and trying to get their attention. What? Milan said, taken aback. You've been following us? Can somebody please find security? The reporter continued. Would you like to tell us who your favorite is? Roz popped her lips. Milan is my favorite. She draped an arm over one of Milan's shoulders, forcing her to look into the camera with a plastic smile. Why? The reporter asked. 'Cause, honey, District don't give a damn. Excuse you? Milan blinked. That ass, Roz continued, was scandalous. How you gonna sleep with that girl's husband like that? What was her name? She snapped her fingers. Evan, Jays volunteered. Yes, my dear friend, Evan. Milan elbowed Jays, her other co-star. Are you starting again this season? What? Jay's flicked her hand. They asked, and Evan was my friend. Oh, and make a mental note of this. Don't elbow me again. Look at you, Jace, Trina sassed. Finally learning how to stand up for yourself and stop being so damn high-sedity and weak, my girl. But anyway, that chick, Evan, was a crazy-ass train wreck. What kind of hoe bag walks into the ocean? She wasn't Moses. Hell, she had to know she couldn't part the motherfucker. Damn shame. Tell it, Trina, that trick was twisted. Poisoning her daughter and shit? And Kendu, he couldn't see that coming? Oh, wait. Roz looked Milan over. He was too busy doing you. But you know what they say. How you get 'em is how you lose 'em. Amen, Jay's signified. Oh, really, Jay's? Milan said in disbelief. Really? Are we gonna see somebody beating ass this season? Roz asked anxiously. 'Cause I don't care what you say, you three are a bunch of hood rats. She winked. My kind of girls. But wait, stop the press. She held her hands up. 'Cause I have got to know. Who the hell is the new chick? Trina gasped. I forgot about the new chick. How you gonna forget the new bird? You know the new bitch is supposed to be here tonight. And speaking of pigeons, where's Altanisha?
We don't keep up with Altanisha, Jay snapped.
I bet you don't, Trina said, especially since your son knocked up her daughter.
Now, the new girl, Roz interjected, who is she? Everybody's been so hush-hush about it. Is it true she's Denzel Washington's jump-off or R. Kelly's ex-wife?
R. Kelly? Trina's eyes bulged. Oh, that would be fire. 'Cause I know she was tired of his ass making rounds on the playground. Now tell us. She looked back at the cast. Who is she?
I don't know. Milan sucked her teeth.
Me either, Chauncey and Jay said.
Roz and Trina laughed.
These heifers know how to lie, Trina snickered. Like they really don't know. Sure you don't. I just hope she's somebody who will let y'all asses have it. 'Cause you three can get way out of control. So anywho, back to you, Milan, she pointed. What you did last season was real fucked up. You might even be the real reason why Evan killed herself.
Milan's eyes bugged. What?
Okay, ladies, Chauncey interjected. Nice meeting you. But we need to get going before the show starts.
Wait, Trina said. I just have to know. Chauncey! Did you ever get with your daughter's father? Please say yes. 'Cause your ass was so damn uptight, you needed to be whipped with the dick.
Beat down by the ding-dong.
Roz held up a black power fist.
Hallelujah. Trina waved her hand to Jesus. 'Cause that Idris was a fine-ass black man.
She turned to Jay's.
Not finer than your husband, but he was fine.
Thank you. Jay's blushed. Bilal is rather handsome.
You bet he is.
Trina slapped Jay's a high five.
But you better hope he doesn't leave you. As insecure as you were, I don't even know what he saw in you. Plus, it looks as if you put on a few pounds.
Say that again.
Jay's parked her neck one way and twisted her lips in the other direction.
I know you don't have an attitude.
Milan shook her head. No, not you.
Jay's girl, Trina carried on. I was happy for you when you finally found the one. 'Cause I spent most of the season wanting to slap you. I thought for sure you would have been the one to kill yourself.
And that son of yours.
Whoo! Roz shivered. You should have kicked his ass. 'Cause if you would have put your foot down, he wouldn't have had you on all the gossip sites when he got arrested last season for underage drinking. And all the reports said he was drinking Old Milwaukee. Who in the hell still drinks Old Milwaukee? Jay's, he had your ass looking real bootleg.
Jay's quickly moved her head from left to right and snapped her fingers.
Let me tell you something. You don't talk about my child.
Security! Security!
Chauncey yelled and snapped her fingers in a panic. After she made eye contact with one of the officers, she quietly mouthed,
Help!
Sample complete. Ready to continue?